Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening, and we have Larry on board. Hi, Larry. How you doing down there?
Oh, pretty hot down here. We ran a heat index today of 116, so it's hot.
Wow. Yep, that is getting a little on the warm side. Well, the weather is so erratic all over the world now, and it's just amazing what's happening everywhere. Where do you want to start? Why don't we start with this Chinese situation? The news is carrying it, but not in the same way that Turner's carrying it. What do you make of that?
Well, I guess you would have to say they're learning from fake news.
That's what I was thinking, too. Folks, it does appear that what has happened in China, and Larry can pick up on the rest of this, is kind of interesting. As you may know, China, Hong Kong part of it, is independent from China mainland. As far as politics and the way they govern themselves. Well, apparently the 30 commission team that runs Hong Kong all favor mainland China over Hong Kong being an independent political state. And it appears that they have been infiltrated and that regular, possibly even regular, Chinese military have actually infiltrated the police departments of Hong Kong, dressing themselves up as Hong Kong police, when in reality, they're not. Now, that's just my take on what I'm getting out of what Hal Turner is actually posting and the behavior of the Hong Kong police. I have no reason not to think, though, that the people, that this whole thing is an orchestrated, takeover of mainland China to Hong Kong. And one of the reasons they'd like to do this is because they have their next target is Taiwan. What do you think, Larry? What in your mind is going on down there?
Yeah, it's very interesting. Gordon Chang was on Fox Business, which is almost the only channel anymore besides One American News that'll tell you anything. And he dropped a clue. He said, why is it that suddenly in Hong Kong, the leadership of the Hong Kong police has to turn to the ranks who are attack and bring down the protesters and speak Chinese Mandarin to the ranks of police? He said, this is a clue something's not right. He said, are those really Hong Kong police, or are they Chinese military, the PLA, wearing Hong Kong uniforms? He said, this is just a clear sign something is really wrong.
Yeah, and then they shut down the airport so that there's no escape. I want you to think about that. When the communists take over a country, they block all your exits because their full intention is to round up, and, of course, they'll probably kill, if not detain and put into slave labor, the people of Hong Kong that were the protesters. And it would seem to me, too, Larry, that possibly a lot of the protesters were Chinese as well, mainland Chinese, orchestrating and just feeding off the in fact, that may have been the real reason why they instituted that law that raised so much ruckus. And in fact, it caused so much consternation that the council, I guess, tabled it temporarily. But it seemed like it was just too organized and too violent to be just standard citizens rallying for a cause, so to speak. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're accurate with that. I think what has happened is the fact that it appears China is itchy to move their programs forward more quickly. They're tired of waiting. And I think that they would like to push this issue. And according to, if you've seen the videos of Hal Turner, there's a lot of military going from a staging area inside China into Hong Kong now. And we've got the films of it. You've seen the videos. But there is a total blackout in America media, or really almost any media around the world, dealing with Hong Kong or China, unless it's the prescribed politically friendly news. And you got to remember, Stuart, and we need to mention that Google appears to be Chinese more than American. So Google is also working their little magic spells to keep the real news out of the news.
Yeah, and of course, here's a part of the article. Airport taken over. Hong Kong International Airport canceled all departures on Monday. Thousands of anti-government protesters occupied and caused disruption. Well, the reason the Chinese would block all air travel, they don't want these people to get out. And now they can be arrested and probably taken to mainland China and put in slave labor, re-education camps. And while you folks think maybe this is just China, we have re-education camps right here in the United States. Our U.S. military, the U.S. Army, also has manuals written for those who are going to man these re-education camps. That's what they call them, re-education camps. And don't forget what Hillary said, that all Americans were going to have to attend re-education camps. This is what they have. This is a communist revolution that is soon going to occur right here in the United States. And unfortunately, I guess the American people are willing to sell their children into abject slavery and not even think about it. And, you know, when you think about the American people, and then when you think about what the Lord says he's going to do to the American people, you have to come to one conclusion. They deserve it. We took all the blessings of the Lord in Deuteronomy chapter 28, rose up to be the greatest nation this world has ever seen. And now we have turned our back on Jesus Christ. We've turned our backs on everything about him. He's been expelled from our schools, basically expelled from our courtrooms, basically expelled from all levels of government, and we expect him to continue to bless us. It's not going to happen. We're going into a time of hideous trouble, and I don't think it's very, very far away. In fact, getting back to that, Larry, let me get into something here I wanted to bring out. These are intercepts, I guess you could call them, from Q Alert. These are like Washington State going offline with radiation detection before Fukushima radiation hit the coast. The official magnetic readings have been stopped to the public. Private people monitoring the magnetic readings, sending in data from the magnometers, I guess, around the world have been intercepted and damaged in the mail. Definite government damage. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that's magnometers. Matter of fact,
magnometers.
There's a general practice now, it seems, in America to cover up everything from earthquakes to volcano to atmospheric problems to cosmic to radiation. Everything you tell now, they don't want told. They don't want the truth in this country anymore.
Yeah, it says here that this has all been quieted down, and they don't want to talk about cosmic ray nuclearization to cause increased precipitation. jet stream in the southern hemisphere is now 3,000 miles wide with little oscillation involved in it. Then he says, brutal winter ahead. Well, we had one last year, and I do believe we'll, if we're around, we'll still have another one. Usually they run that way in cycles for 2-3 years, then they'll moderate a little. He says, expect that private seismographs will be impounded. Then Steve Quayle says, tell you, if we really understood earthquakes in diverse places spoken of by Jesus, we would all be on our faces interceding for God's mercy in the midst of his judgment. I don't think the American people even realize we're under God's judgment. They're denying it. Of course, they deny who they are, too. They deny that we are Babylon the Great. You get comments from time to time, you're an idiot if you believe America's Babylon. They never supply you with any scripture to refute it because they don't have any. It's just an opinion, and they don't want it to be so. And as Larry and I have said before, I think the American people are drinking massive amounts of denial tea, and that's just part of the way it is, and nothing you can do about it. I did want to bring up also that the 9th of Av, remember we talked about there were going to maybe be some events. Well, actually, there were. The Chinese invasion and takeover of Hong Kong began. Epstein, so-called, died at 6:38, which is a coded 9/11. Israel riots on the Temple Mount. 1,729 Jews went up on the Temple Mount, added up. 1 and 7 is 8, and 2 and 9 is 11. It's an 8/11, the same day that it occurred. Obviously coded, obviously all staged. As I've said before, folks, you're being scammed. The people of the planet are being scammed. Hopefully they'll figure part of this out, but I got a feeling the taking of the church is going to be the thing that really, really brings it home to the American people, to all those that didn't go when the church went, whatever that is. Anyway, so I think those were warnings. What about you, Larry? They seem to me like China, kings of the East, beginning to rise up, beginning to move, trouble with Israel. Will escalate into the Isaiah 17 war. Evil men wax worse and worse. That would be Epstein and that group. Warning of Wormwood and the Chernobyl event, that Russian explosion that took place. Very, very interesting. Anyway, the other part is that the 9th of Av is a day of sorrow and sadness. And exactly 5 days later, Tu B'Av, which comes Thursday at a full moon, is a day of joy. Remember that 5 is the number of grace. We are in the age of grace. That's what they call the church age. And is it possible that Tu B'Av could be the rapture of the church, or this year or next year or some other year? And then August 15th is also Tu B'Av. 15 is a number for rest in the Bible. 16th is when it ends. And 16 means love. The 15th is also on a Thursday when the full moon is. And that's named after Thor, god of thunder, lightning. And you may remember that Jesus said he would return as lightning. And would we be coming up possibly on some sort of a global plasma lightning event? If you go to space weather, you're going to see some absolutely astounding pictures of plasma events taking place in the heavens. Huge sprites and stuff like that. And remember that Jupiter was born at the star sign, and that was on 9/23/2017. If you take the days of that date all the way over to Tu B'Av, it's 692 days. That adds up to 17, and 17 is a number for victory. And remember, the To Be Av is when the brides are selected out and all the brides go out and dance in the vineyards. They're all wearing white. Remember that Ken Peters saw the people coming out of their graves and they were all dressed in white. So anyway, would To Be Av this year or some future year be the snatching away of the bride? Well, it's all directly related to Shiloh. If you go into the Bible, things begin to happen after Shiloh comes. So very, very fascinating. What do you think, Larry?
Oh, I agree, and it's very interesting that so many things are happening all at the same time, and I wonder if some of it isn't because of the weakness that it appears Trump has, because he has an entire government that is subverting him and using sedition against him 24/7. Most of the agency's leadership will not follow his orders, and
yep.
The rest of the world sees this as weakness, and now's the time to move.
Yeah, I think they've decided it's now or never. And folks, brace yourselves and tell your family, get yourself braced. This is not going to stop. They're on a roll. I don't know what kind of a false flag they're going to bring in. I don't know what they're going to do next, whether there'll be a little bit of a lull. But I'm not so convinced that we're not on a big roll at this point. They've got to keep this up. Breaking news, Russia places Vorona's region, I guess that's how you pronounce it, which borders the Ukraine, on wartime status alert. What is going on over there, Larry? Is this another, do you suppose this is connected to that explosion and the nukes that occurred up north? And they found out that maybe somebody at the Ukraine sabotaged their site?
Well, not really sure what's causing it. However, it's very telling that this wartime status or this wartime mobilization, military mobilization, is by presidential decree. That means Putin himself ordered it. And it's suddenly right after this series of explosions of a military base that there's been multiple reasons why radiation is in the air. The latest has been they actually had a small nuclear reactor inside a missile, which that to me doesn't make sense, but who knows. But what's interesting about this district that you just mentioned, this is, remember about a few months ago we were talking about Putin was massing thousands of troops and thousands of tanks and military equipment
yes.
next to Ukraine? This
yes.
is that location. So, Stuart, is it possible that China's moving on Hong Kong and about to go after Taiwan, and North Korea's firing missiles in the Sea of Japan and threatening South Korea? Iran's threatening to go to war because Iran has entered the Persian Gulf. And could it be that Putin decides this is the time to go after Ukraine, and they're all going to do it at once, so there's nothing we can do?
Yeah, that's my guess. I think what we're looking at here apparently is the Armageddon script, where, you know, Obama gutted our military. We'd be fortunate if we could win one war, let alone four or five. There's no way we would win four or five wars. We'll be blown out of the water. It might have been different if God was on our side, but God is no longer on our side anymore. And should be obvious to people he's not on our side anymore. And he's been kind of hitting the United States over and over and over again, trying to wake up his people. That seems to be of absolutely no avail, and some of the prophecies that are coming across the desk would indicate no avail at all. They're too comatose, so some huge, and I do mean huge, event would have to occur to even wake up the Christians in America, and they'd probably deny that the Lord did it, because after all, we're Christians, and we're a great nation, and we're a good nation. Well, there's a tremendous amount of good people in America, but the vast majority, according to the scriptures, are disobedient to the Lord. They're not classified as righteous in that sense. So on and on we could go with it. And here's something interesting, too. At the same time, we've got all this going on that you just mentioned. Bridge event in the UK, royal funeral allegedly imminent. What in the world is that about, and does it have anything to do with Andrew?
Well, don't really know, Stuart. Hal Turner posted it as intelligence communications, not confirmed, and I didn't know what a bridge event was, but it's information leaking out of the UK talking about a bridge event, which is an indicator that a royal has died. So we're going to have to wait and see. But let me tell you, this time frame, Stuart, that you talked about that we're in right now, I have never seen as much activity. This is 24/7 every day.
Yeah, I think the Lord is trying to tell us something. That the time is up, folks. A lot of people have been kind of sitting on their thumbs and not doing anything. Well, there's always an omega point, which I've always tried to point out on this show. There is always an omega point. It's like any other day. It's like you're driving to work, and then all of a sudden you see that big mushroom cloud and the flash of light. That's what it's going to be like. I had a friend of mine who was driving down the road from a softball game, and he and his wife were laughing and joking and having a good time. A car swerved over into his lane, killed his wife instantly, and his comment was, laughter and jokes, and then no more laughter. In an instant, it's over. And it reminds me of that dance over in Israel where everybody was dancing, and I don't know if you ever saw it on YouTube, Larry, but they were all dancing, and it was like on a third or fourth floor of this building, and all of a sudden the entire floor caved in and they all vanished in an instant.
I saw that.
This is what it's going to be like, folks. When Jesus said sudden destruction, he's not fooling anybody. He's telling you what's coming. Okay, we got another red flag. Argentina financial collapse happening right now. This is again from Hal Turner, but he also adds that Mexico is in a lot of trouble. You may remember David Wilkinson's vision where he said when Mexico goes under, the American people have 2 weeks to get their money out of the banks or they're going to lose every dime they've got. Do you remember that?
Oh, I do. I do. Yeah.
So anyway, I guess they've failed considerably down there. Here's another headline. Iran threatens war if Israeli warships enter the Persian Gulf. They're already there, aren't they, Larry?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The Israeli Dolphin nuclear the submarines that have the capability of firing nuclear cruise missiles are already in the Persian Gulf and involved also with the U.S.-led coalition that's watching over Hormuz and trying to block Iran. But Iran says now if the Israelis are involved, we're going to war. So that's just one more war, Stuart, it looks like we're aiming for. They're all coming together about the same time.
Yeah, this sounds like your friend's dream vision or whatever, where he said war everywhere. It just breaks out everywhere. And, of course, that's what the Armageddon script is. And then the whole thing, of course, goes south, and America goes down, and the American people go down with it. Most of them unsaved, unfortunately. But now let's get to the Epstein case. They're debating whether this was suicide or not. Why are they even debating that? What's your take on this thing?
It's part of the game, Stuart. I listened to some people on Lou Dobbs tonight, and they were claiming that this is beyond radical. This is way beyond that, and this could not be just a simple suicide because they took the inmate that was with Epstein in his cell out of that cell away from the circumstances. They've got the cameras off. In other words, they got the cameras turned off on a prisoner that's suicidal. Hey, and the guards don't make their rounds every 30 minutes. Matter of fact, they drop a couple of hours of checks. This whole thing stinks, and you can call it a conspiracy if you want to, but I'm kind of like some of them out there. Every conspiracy is not just a theory.
Well, yeah, and conspiracy theory was a term actually coined by the CIA itself to tarnish the truth. Most conspiracies actually turn out to be very true, but the American people are dumbed down. You know, if you go to your neighbor, and they're just going to roll their eyes if you said that Epstein was murdered by Hillary Clinton. It amazed me, though, that Donald Trump would more or less indicate body count of Hillary climbing or words to that effect. I mean, here's the President of the United States tweeting out stuff like that. Do you suppose that he actually is alive and they removed him to protect his life?
Well, Stuart, I've seen some really interesting people that are quietly dropping that information that this is a psyops, and it was done to put him in a place he couldn't be he couldn't actually be killed, and he does have a body double. I saw the body double on the web today, actually, and it looks exactly like him, and the whereabouts of that guy is unknown. So you can't make all this up, Stuart. You just can't make it up. We are living in unprecedented times, and the truth is not welcome anymore in our communities in America.
Well, the problem also with that deal where they were taking him out, his color was rosy red. He hadn't turned gray, which you would almost right away. When your blood starts to flow, you start to turn color. He didn't have any turning of color. They pointed out that the nose was slightly different. They pointed out that the ears are slightly different. Hillary has a double. When you know what to look for, it's very easy to find out when the double is in operation. And on and on and on it goes. So, folks, you're being scammed. This whole thing in the Matrix is nothing but a big scam, all designed to entertain you, all designed to keep you in the Matrix. All the religions of the world are all designed to keep you in the Matrix. They don't get you anywhere. Jesus Christ constructed the Matrix. He's the one who constructed the lock that locks down the Matrix. And he is the only one who has the key to unlock it. So my advice is to go to the one who has the key and get yourself unlocked from the prison house. By the way, getting really good reviews from Matrix 2, the Mind Matrix book. It's available as a paperback. It's available as a PDF. You can join the membership site and get it. And also, I wanted to remind people, if you're having trouble getting through on the phones, something is going on with our telephones. We get a couple rings, and then there's nothing. It's dead. And so if you're having trouble, you can email us at enigma@trueinsight.com, or you can write us at P.O. Box 55, Downsville, Wisconsin, 54735 on the zip. So if you can't get through it, they're blocking us. Anything else, Larry?
Yeah, I just wanted to remind you, Stuart, that some of the deep state is reading your Matrix book, too, because I'm aware of them, and I know who they are, but I'm not going to say. So, Stuart, that book is really getting around.
Well, I hope so, and I hope they take it to heart because it's true. Everything in there is true. And we do have a veil over our minds, folks. The fall brought a veil. You don't realize it until you go through the veil. And once you get through it, boy, you take a look back at what the world is, and you know what's going on. That's what that book is for. And I'm coming out with another one called Finding Home. I'm almost done with it, and we'll partner it up with Matrix 2 in a little while. But anyway... people, you need to go home. You need to find home, and you need to know how to do it. Jesus came here. He gave us the directions. Nobody wants to pay any attention to him. Anyway, I guess that's it for tonight, and thanks, everybody, for tuning in and listening. Heads up, we're coming up on Tu B'Av on Thursday, full moon. things are just rocking and rolling all over the world, even with Earth changes. Thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on, and thanks, everybody, for tuning in and listening. Do order our Matrix, Mind Matrix. It's Frequency Book 2, Mind Matrix. We are in a matrix, folks. And anyway, good night. Take care.